This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour number two, Rich Sheepin sitting in for Vincent Fennelli, and I am monologuing today. And again, I want to thank Jason for engineering out of Minnesota. And I also want to thank GCN for the platform that we've had for the last 11 years to say it like it is, to say the truth, to save lives, to talk about the sacrifices that have been done by the millions of combat soldiers who fought, bled, and died for this country. So, that being said, I want you to listen to, I'm going to stick with healthcare for a while. I'm already omitting and deleting so many articles during the breaks because I'm not going to get to them. I want you to listen to all the people who have had their lives destroyed that I've been basically given these articles, these studies, these all done by physicians, researchers, and scientists. I've been given these for probably about 10 months now. And here we go. FOIA reveals Pfizer knew of 158,000 adverse reactions in the first 2 months of vaccine rollout. And the FDA just keeps pouring it on, keeps so-called, quote-unquote, approving this stuff, because we all know this has nothing to do with people's health. Next, COVID-19 vaccines increase risk of heart attack by 127%. I wish I had more time to talk about each individual article like I was earlier in the program, but I'm running out of time, folks. I apologize for that. Next, EU wants to abolish the Nuremberg Code and reconstitute medical fascism with forced COVID vaccination. Basically, this is going to make the Holocaust look like two kids playing patty cake in your backyard. Next, FDA is working with the U.S. Postal Service. Imagine my shock, U.S. Postal Service, to stop shipments of ivermectin. See, we're getting out of criminal activity into evil activity right now, folks. And I have an article about the U.S. Postal Service somewhere if I get to it. Next, NBA player sidelined with bizarre lung injury. What do you think that could be? Next, 8-year-old girl suffers stroke and brain hemorrhage less than a day after getting Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. Next, psychiatrists are inventing a totally fabricated name to try to explain away vaccine heart damage, and they're calling it stress disorder. I know some of you think I make up these articles, but I promise you I am not. All published in the public domain. Next, and in the UK, 300,000 are suddenly facing heart problems where two doctors claims it's due to pandemic stress. No mention of the vaccine. See, look, we're outnumbering them big time, folks. They look for people who are compromised. Maybe they're financially compromised. Maybe they've been caught on film doing pedophilia. And they get these people because, as you heard me say millions of times, most of these people are coerced by bribes, blackmail, or threats. Next, UK mainstream TV channel deletes poll after 89% of people oppose the mandatory vaccine. See, so they basically just delete. They omit. They change numbers. That's how they do it, folks. Next. Fully vaccinated are a major source of COVID virus transmission, says a virologist and former HHS advisor. Again, HHS is Health and Human Services. What are the key words here, folks? Fully vaccinated. Next, 552 fully vaccinated Oregon citizens killed by COVID. Killed by COVID. What's the other words here? Fully vaccinated. I'm not trying to be condescending or funny. This is not funny. Remember Dr. Eads, when she was talking about the phony Fauci flu, I think it was on USAWatchdog.com, she talked about all this, how hospitals are getting incentivized. And we've mentioned all this. We've mentioned all these articles. But with tens of thousands of dollars to give COVID diagnosis and even put patients on vents, and they're getting $39,000. They're getting reimbursed. The average hospital per COVID case is getting $100,000. This is Dr. Eads, Elizabeth Eads. It's on video. She says that doctors are getting bonuses to give booster shots to patients before they leave the hospital. And they're getting bonuses to put COVID on death certificates. What did I just say? 552 fully vaccinated Oregon citizens killed by COVID. Are you listening? She says you can't, that SARS and COVID-2 doesn't even exist because it hasn't been proven, it hasn't been isolated. She thinks the virus doesn't exist, that these are all some types of flu. Look, everything is all connected. How come the PCR tests are faulty? How come Fauci got caught with gain of function? How come there's major proof of transmission in Pfizer documents? Remember the pregnant woman, if she's pregnant, she has to be monitored. If she touches somebody who's had the vaccine, or she's breathing the same air of somebody who's had the vaccine in the room. Not too curious? Look, the CDC is a private company. Dr. Eads even mentioned how Walmart is a major investor. Do you remember how some of those pharmacists were literally not allowing patients to get ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine? Do you remember that? That's illegal. That's illegal. When a doctor writes a prescription, a pharmacist is supposed to fill it. These people are going to be arrested and hung on Nuremberg, too. This is a conflict of interest. She mentions how big pharma companies, $65,000 per hour is what they're making on these vaccines. $65,000 per hour. You know who some of these big investors are besides Walmart and big pharma companies? Amazon, Bill and Melinda Gates, big banks. Is that curious at all, folks? Really? And of those 552 deaths that were fully vaccinated in Oregon, even the World Health Organizations, I'm reading this article, I'm not making this stuff up, warns of, quote, false sense of security from vaccines. Can you see how they're backpedaling? We have to look at the conflict of interest. There's conflict of interest for everything. Two Pfizer directors have links to mainstream media, big tech. That's conflict of interest. Then the NIH claims ownership of Moderna vaccine, or at least part of the vaccine. These are all conflicts of interest. And I hate to give this news because I've given so many kudos to our governor, Greg Gianforte. But information came out a couple days ago where he was pushing vaccines on Montana residents, and he has $800,000 invested in the vaccine maker, Pfizer. Greg Gianforte, I've said a lot of good things about you, but you have to address this to the Montana people. This is disgusting. It's disgusting, Greg. I've given so many ideas and solutions that we could do to help out Montanans, and you've done pretty good. But this conflict of interest that you got caught with is disgusting. I don't care if you bought the vaccine, Pfizer stock 10 years ago. It's disgusting. All right. Conflict of interest is the big thing, folks. We got to connect the dots. Follow the money. We've talked about this many, many times. Do you know Fauci paid himself over $11 million with your money? Paid himself. This is Karen Kingston said this on the Stu Peter Show. Having a patent with synthetic mRNA producing like an HIV spike protein, an AIDS-like induced bioweapon. This is called murder, folks. Remember that little girl? I think her name was Maddie. She was all over the internet. She was like, I don't know, 12, 14. I can't remember how old she was. She is debilitated for life. She volunteered to take the vaccine. And Pfizer allocated her injury as a stomach ache. Well, apparently there's over 1,000 stomach aches in that study. And again, it didn't come from me. It came from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is why we have to be aware and be cognitive of the psyops. Remember the MIT study I've cited many times. The conclusion was people believe the official study and the official narrative if they are less informed, just like official authorities. I've given those studies where people literally were making, giving people pain if an official authority told them to do this. We have to be aware of all this. They want submissive conformity, people. You know, it's just like when I say things, I don't say things to go against a group, but we have to be aware that we've delegitimized work. The certain powers that be have basically entitled victim group status. I've talked about this many times. But you have to look at the end result. They basically make people of certain groups demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, where hard work for results qualification now mean nothing. And see, what we've done, we've enabled and protected the most corrupt companies and governments with liability immunity. We've literally eliminated laws in exchange for precedence, which has created more wealth inequality, enforced fraud, enforced fascism, enforced illegitimacy, and they basically are using the psyop to make you care more about your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun. So basically, we've given the elite free lunch, and they're giving us back divide and conquer strategies. Look, I have articles right here. I don't know if you hear the paper rustling. I have 30 articles. Drug giant, guilty, fined $3 billion for marketing. This is GlaxoSmithKline that defrauded Medicare and Medicaid out of billions of dollars. So when your Social Security / Medicare is worthless, are you going to attack them or are you going to attack the Republicans? How about U.S. media, Italian court rules vaccines cause autism? Media blackout, folks. This was a GlaxoSmithKline company. Next, pharmaceutical giant GlaxoSmithKline accidentally releases live polio virus in the environment. I have 30 of these articles, folks. GlaxoSmithKline told me I couldn't get a demotion because I was not a female. This is human resources. Demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, folks. This is where we're at as a nation. And these people are not just getting free lunch, but the...
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, Rich. You've been sitting in for Vincent Finelli, and I was in the middle of talking about delegitimizing work, delegitimizing value, where no one's doing their job anymore because the bars of standards and expectations have been dropped so low. And I'm just going back to a personal experience because no one else is going to do it for me. And that's the way to say the truth instead of speculation or paraphrasing other people's personal experience. So when I was 19 years old, I was bench pressing 365 pounds. Not a big deal. Everybody was doing it back then. But the New York City Fire Department, I was trying to get on, and that was the year that the women's group sued to demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations. So the only way you can get on was a white male was either through connections, which they didn't admit to, but mostly if you had veterans credits. And so I always wanted to work out in the woods. I wanted to be in the outdoors. That's why I've been in Montana for 36 years. So I got a degree in forestry. I went to an interview for the National Forest Service. I had my experience. I had my education. They said they couldn't hire me as a white male. They hired two girls sitting in the waiting room. So basically, this is part of the PSYOP lesson that I'm teaching today. People have been used, they've been conned, they've been played, they've been duped to take out your own country. This is what happens when you feel entitled to play the victim group status card because certain elite official authorities say that's what you should do and blame it on, like, whites or males. even though everything is being orchestrated at the top by the 200 wealthiest families in the world who are mostly white, mostly male. You can't even make this deception up. It's so pathetic. Look, we are allowing ourselves to be sold to the highest bidder. We are allowing so-called official authorities and experts to literally use the mainstream media and the powers that be to manufacture their perception of their own self-importance and self-preservation. This is part of the brainwashing. This is part of the hypocrisy and double standards that we've given so many times. How about the $86 million of weaponry, high-tech weaponry Joe Biden left in Afghanistan to our enemies? How about the money printing? Look, everything's been delegitimized. That's why people have lost confidence in the system. Look at academia. Look at the CIA. Look at the FBI. Even their oath doesn't mean anything. It's about submissive conformity. It's a psyop. It's a brainwashing study. This is why I've mentioned all these studies, these psychological studies over the years. That's why I've given paraphrase and quotes from Alinsky, Marx, Cloward and Piven, the Frankfurt School, the whole works. It's about consolidating power, money, and control. People are letting the psyops let them convince themselves it's about equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, inclusiveness. No, the math doesn't show it. You know why? Because I've spent thousands of hours on radio talking about economics and teaching economics to the listeners and saying how the rich are getting richer. I've given so many examples of loopholes, of too big to fails, of too big to jails. I've discussed the charts. I've discussed the math, the economics. It has nothing to do with equality, fairness, tolerance, inclusiveness, diversity, and all these politically correct buzzwords. People hear this, and they just buy it. They just cave. So when you hear words like bad policy or poor leadership, this is all done by design, by American sellouts. People who are not earning their job because they get a job because of what group they're in or some nepotism connection. You think Chris Wallace, all this big news about him leaving Fox, going to CNN, big deal. He didn't earn his job. Daddy got him the job. Michael Brzezinski, Anderson Cooper, Liz Cheney, their daddies or their family got their job. Their money got their job. Look, we are allowing ourselves to be psyoped with what I call default terms. I say it all the time, and I'm going to say it again here. Controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, conspiracy theory, blah, blah, blah. These are communism Marxist words. These are social justice words. It's to hide the crimes, ignore merit, so they can get people in place to sell the narrative, to sell out America. That's what the delegitimization of work has done. Free lunch to the elite, and everybody else is losing ground.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Air Force has discharged 27 people for refusing to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the vaccine is critical to maintaining the health of the force and its ability to respond to a national security crisis. All those discharged were younger, lower-ranking personnel. It should be noted, Oklahoma's Republican Governor Kevin Stitt and the State Attorney General have filed a lawsuit challenging the military's mandate for the state's National Guard. The tornadoes over the weekend killed four Tennesseans. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn on Newsmax says the rebuilding has begun.
We are getting people back online for power and utilities, and that work will continue this week.
A judge in coastal Georgia has set a sentencing date early next year for three men convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery. Father and son Greg and Travis McMichael and their neighbor William Bryan are set to be sentenced January 7th. USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion. So parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
The tornadoes that blew through the northwest corner of Tennessee and into Kentucky over the weekend killed four in the Volunteer State. Several counties in Tennessee were hit by massive tornadoes that ripped through six states Friday night. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee on Newsmax Monday.
We had several counties that were affected, four deaths, and of course, we share in the grief of all those families who have lost loved ones, lost livelihoods, and we had some severe damage up around Real Foot Lake. And talking to some of the people that are up there that were in that tornado, there at the lake, just the winds and the strength of those winds and how they blew through that northwest corner of the state and up into Kentucky. And in addition to that, as you all have followed this storm, there are so many. It was such a wide storm on the ground for a long time. And then, of course, the winds and some of the tornadoes that split from this. And the damage that was caused and the assessments in that damage in different counties in Tennessee is still going on. Roads are still being cleared. We are getting people back online for power and utilities, and that work will continue this week.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot? Take my.
When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheeban from Montana live, and I am going solo today. So, folks, I'm not going to get to 20% of what I prepared. I am not kidding you because I've gone into so many different tangents. So I'm going to go into a different area right now. Next article. Wisconsin election hearing reveals over 119,000 active voters who have been registered for over 100 years. Next, Brad Raffensperger argues the State Farm suitcase video was an urban myth. Kicking out observers was an urban myth. Running ballots through the machines multiple times in the middle of the night after they kick people out. on video is an urban myth. You know what that reminds me of, folks? Is when, I think his name is Jerry Nadler from New York, when Antifa and Black Lives Matter, there was like 500 plus riots and they ruined billions of dollars businesses and people's lives, not to mention the fact that dozens were dead and thousands were injured, including many police officers, and he called it a myth. See, it's a joke. Nobody's doing their job. Next, George's Raffensperger, Sterling, and Fuchs all connected to a firm that helps Georgia Democrats run as Republicans. Next, Jovan Pulitzer releases video describing 300,000 14th Amendment violations in Maricopa County, Arizona alone. Next, Democrats block amendment requiring states to remove foreign nationals from voting rolls. You can't make this stuff up. Basically, your pet dog, your pet snake, your dead grandmother, anybody. If they live in Singapore, hey, let them vote. Next, they counted batches of ballots multiple times with no poll watchers present, all of which violated Georgia law, says Liz Harrington. Liz Harrington is a true hero, a patriot. Next, emails show Facebook-connected nonprofit built direct connection to Wisconsin state voter base in 2020 election. It's a vote harvesting operation. Next, this is hilarious. Pennsylvania Democrats are scared of the ongoing 2020 election audit in the state. The crooked AG is freaking out. Well, Pennsylvania, you should be freaking out from November 3rd on, because it's been proven that you have tens of thousands, maybe 100,000 more votes than voters. This is pathetic. This is pathetic. Listen, to those of you in the Supreme Court, now, I'm probably don't need to say this to Justice Thomas, probably even Alito, but you are going to betray the trust of the people if you do not take this case. You are going to corrupt your profession if you don't take this case, especially with the AGs around the country, and Mike Lindell has laid out with all the evidence. You can go to frankspeech.com and see the evidence, the Supreme Court complaint. I read all 75 pages. It's there. It shows evidence on top of evidence on top of evidence. Next, Arizona State Rep. Mark Fincham reads whistleblower's email dated 11-10-2020. You ready for this? Disclosing a plot by the Democrats to embed, in quote, embed thousands of fraudulent votes in the Pima County elections. Next, more than double registered voters than town population. Pima County 2020 election integrity hearing provides evidence. More than double. Population. Really? And Joe Biden's election poll shows a dismal 22% support in Harris and worse at 12%. And Matt Gaetz, I don't know why you're saying this, because he basically fires warning shots at Democrats saying that we're going to take power in the 2022 election. Well, I don't know if you really heard what I'm saying here, Matt. Donald Trump won in the biggest landslide in history. Little old me gave over 2,000 pieces of voter fraud, election fraud, and foreign interference information that's been proven. Published articles in the public domain. See, when we have greed, cowardice, tattletaling, Marxism, bought and paid for science, totalitarianism, the promotion of hating your own country, promoting victim group or protectionist group status to get a job or a position, promoting pedophilia, merit meaning nothing, the aristocracy controlling the serfs in a lawless, racketeering, collusion, narrative-selling way. There's no hope for America because too many people are politically corrected. They're afraid to be disliked. They're afraid to be called, you heard it, controversial, racist, bigot, sex, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, volunteer. So they opt to demand to lower the bars of standards and expectation. Even though the elite are using this psyop to insult your work ethic, your ability, and your intelligence, what's really happening is you're being degraded and disrespected and blaming it on other people like white males. You're being Hegelian dialected and professional wordsmithing and media propaganded and subliminal messaging to death. This is what makes us as a country submissive. This is what is breaking people's will. That's why the death toll for illegal drugs is so high. This is what happens when you lower the bars of standards and expectations. As a country, you eliminate knowledge, you eliminate opportunity, you are destroying America by rewarding mediocrity. And I know I don't have much time left, and I'm not going to get through, gosh, I might not even get to 10% of what I prepared. But I'm going to give my high jumper analogy again. It's basically the gist of this is not earning your job. Years ago, okay, in the 60s and the 70s, let's say I was an employer and I was looking for high jumpers in an Olympic event. So the first interview, I had 500 applicants, so I had the bar at 6 feet high. This is a metaphor for a lot of things here. So out of the 500 applicants, 1% passed. So for the second interview, I dealt with five people. I asked about their diet, the workout regime, all questions based on hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications. Now, I would choose the best two applicants if I had job openings for two, based on what I just said. I'm making a long story short because of time. Today, I can't have a 6-foot bar for my initial interview. So I have 500 applicants, but I got to have the bar at 6 inches. Because God forbid I offend somebody. God forbid somebody calls you a controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, voluntary, conspiracy theorist. So when you have the bar at 6 inches, only 1% fail. So now I have my second interview with 495 applicants. But I can't talk about diet or workout regime or hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications. No. So who do I give those two applicants to? Well, one applicant, like the Christy Wallaces and the Liz Cheneys, the Micah Brzezinskis, they have nepotism connections. So they get that job because I get bribed or blackmailed or threatened or something. So there's one person who didn't earn their job. Who do I give the second high jumper to? They've only cleared a 6-inch bar, but now I got to look through all the applications, and I got to base it on skin pigmentation shade, their gender, the gender they identify, their sexual orientation, their religion, et cetera, et cetera. This is what America is right now. People think it's about equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, inclusiveness. It's not even close to that. It's all about consolidating power, money, and control. Distracting us, dumbing us down, lowering the bars of standards, and divide and conquer strategies. And I've connected every dot. Look, folks, for those of you who go on other news, listen to other news, they're not news if they don't talk about election fraud. They're not news if they don't talk about the bioweapon dangers. It's not news. They bought and paid for. So ask yourself, does Fox, Newsmax, all these other outfits, do they talk about that? I'm going to let you answer that. Do your own reading and research. Next, I'm going to go to some general news. I have just a few minutes left. Ukrainian soldiers dismiss Russia invasion threat. There are a lot of lies. There are a lot of lies, folks. A lot of this is also part of the PSYOP. Why are they talking about, I'm not saying they're not going to go to war with Russia. I think it's mostly to distract and hide crimes of the elite to make you look over here, just like the pickpocket analogy I gave over the years. You create a distraction over here, the pickpocket can easily pick people's pocket. And then when they stick their hand in and they take money out of your wallet, you catch them, you go, what are you doing? And they go, nothing. That's called gaslighting, folks. That's what America is right now. Next, Australian Parliament member, I don't intend to have the jab. I'm not putting that crap in my body. And I can't say quote because I'm on AM and FM radio right now, so I had to use the word crap. Let me give you a hint. It rhymes with hit with an S in front of it. Next, documents obtained by Judicial Watch show Peter Daszak, EcoHealth, and U.S. institutions worked with China's military researching coronavirus. How much evidence do we give of this type of stuff, folks? Next, 12 major cities hit all-time homicide records. Look, all of the heavy Democrat areas the crime is off the charts. Everything, murder, rape, every kind of mayhem that you can think of. This is by design. Next, here's a little comedy, folks. Chicago mayor blames retailers for increased crimes and looting in the city. That's that Lightfoot. You can't make this stuff up. That shows how stupid they think you are. Next, Swedish researchers under attack for writing a paper analyzing rape cases, and they were under attack because the majority, great, 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 great majority of rape cases are illegal immigrants. But they can't say that. Next, California to cut water supplies to city and farmlands in worsening drought. All by plan, folks. Just like the medieval times, they surround the castle, you couldn't get food in. This is just a modern-day way reducing food, creating inflation, and reducing population. Smollett blames police, black, white, mega man, and anti-gay lover for his...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
All right, folks, last segment of the morning. We appreciate you being here, and I want to thank GCN one more time for letting us make a difference by telling the truth, saying it like it is, sticking up for American sovereignty, the rule of law, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. So, GCN, thank you. Next article, New York moves to invalidate American citizenship by allowing non-citizens to vote. That's not just an invalidation of American citizenship. It's basically a devaluation of all of the millions of combat soldiers who fought, bled, and died for this country. Next, Psaki claims COVID is the root cause for the wave of looting incidences in blue Democrat areas. You just can't make this stuff. People, you have to remember the objectives and the agendas that we've talked about. It's all connected. COVID, climate change, the so-called reset, the so-called vaccine, which isn't a vaccine, the tyrannical takeover, censorship, tracking, tracing, surveillance, assigned sustainability scores, carbon footprints, delegitimizing work to give people beer money like MMT or UBI. A one-world digital centralized currency, maybe it's crypto, who knows. This is run by non-elected people. This is all by design. It's all connected, every little bit of it. Next, the Great Realignment will have more Americans moving from blue Democrat states to red Republican states. Duh, you think? All right. I'm running out of time here, folks, but I'm going to mention a few articles here about education. And you tell me, after hearing this, and I've done this for many, many, many months, if not years, but you tell me if you really want to keep your kids in the government public school system. These are published articles in the public domain. Rich isn't making this stuff up. NEA board member, by the way, that's National Education, okay? National Education. Suggests unvaxxed with religious exemptions deserve to die. Yeah. You want to keep your kids in the school system? That association should be banned. Next, North Carolina parents identify over 100 book titles containing obscene content and file criminal charges against Wake County School Board. You can't make this stuff up, folks. I mean, we've told you how, this is why I use the term adult mutual consensual sex, because they want to sexualize your children. You got to get them out of the public school system. You got to homeschool them. Next, family safety app found to be selling precise location data on millions of individuals, including your children. So if they know that they're in school or walking home, I'll let you fill in the blank. Next, California school bribes students with pizza and junk food to get vaccinated, and they're hiding it from parents. Let me give you a little psyop here. It's called getting rid of consent. What's pedophilia about? Getting rid of consent. You see how they tie in? It's part of the psyop brainwashing, folks. Next, an Indiana school district hired outside counsel to threaten a father for speaking out against mask mandates. Did you hear what I said about masks today and many other times? I didn't even get to 90% of the vaccine studies and news, the bioweapon studies and news. That's how much I have. I mean, like, for example, 28 times, not percent, increase in stillbirths in multiple parts of Canada. I have so much, I just don't have the time to do it. Next, California schools teaching witchcraft to force critical race theory and Black Lives Matter indoctrination on students. Look, we've given thousands of pieces of information from K through college, how now schools are social and political indoctrination centers. Next, Pennsylvania teacher writes on Facebook that people who have religious exemptions should die from the virus or be shot. Next, high school teacher confesses to leaving terrorism notes after shooting and killing students at her school. You can't make, I promise you folks, I am not making any of this stuff up. Next, CNN said that QAnon, which I don't even know is real, I have my doubts. Anyway, pushes dangerous fake child sex trafficking ring conspiracy theory. And then now that we have on CNN, we fire a producer for attempting to start their own child sex trafficking ring. And by the way, this person apparently was pretty close to Cuomo. This CNN producer was arrested and accused of raping children as young as 9 years old. Remember I told you I had an article about postal workers? New York City postal workers indicted for stealing over 1,000 credit cards from your mail. You can't make this stuff up, folks. And Facebook admits the truth in court. All this fact check was nothing more than opinion. I've got thousands of these. I'm not going to get to it. We really appreciate you being here, folks. Have a great Tuesday.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.